Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go. What is up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Shred Show Live with me, Josh Pitts. I'm very excited to have this guest with me. If you haven't heard of him, you're about to learn about him. He's one of those guys who is absolutely changing the face of the mortgage industry, and he's doing it all through TikTok. If you haven't found out who Scott Bentley is, the mortgage guy, you're about to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in as we jump into The Shred Show. All right, guys, so we're adding Scott right now. We're not only doing this on our regular channels, but here he is. We're going to invite Scott right now, the mortgage guy. We got him on Instagram. We got him on Facebook. We got him on Twitch. We got him on YouTube. We got him everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. What's
up? Here we go.
Scott, what's up, dude? How are you doing?
It's going well here. Let me turn my volume down on the Instagram so we don't have playback going on here. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I got you, dude.
Awesome.
I'm gonna turn my volume down. We're figuring this out. We haven't done this before, so we're gonna get this dialed in. All right, can you still hear me, Scott?
Yeah. For some reason, I can't mute the volume all the way on my phone though. So you might have. Is it loud when you're talking? Can you hear it okay?
I did. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm all good. I got a little bit of an echo on my side, but I muted it, so we're rocking and rolling. So, dude, Scott, I'm excited to have you here. You are the absolute TikTok master, the mortgage TikTok master, in my opinion. And I got to, like, legitimately, my little girl's in the other room, and she was like, you're going to have the mortgage guy on your show today? Like, she, like, is a TikTok huge fan. She loves what you do. So I'm excited to have you join us this morning because I want to get into TikTok a little bit, and I want to talk about it because, I mean, before we get into that, though, I want to talk about the mortgage side of Scott, because at the core of everything, you're a mortgage professional. First and foremost, how long have you been in mortgage and how, I mean, when did you get started in the whole mortgage industry?
Yeah, so I started almost 10 years ago. I got licensed about 8 years ago and started dabbling with refis, but I came from a family-owned business who was within the industry, and I always knew I had the opportunity to get in, but, you know, with the family being in the business, I always wanted to go elsewhere. And it just so happened that, like, I was in sales management in the fitness industry. And then my dad approached me and was like, well, why don't you try this? And it's very similar to what you're doing, but just with a lot more money and what you can do and scaling it. So that was kind of how it started. And in the last probably 18 months, it's really grown drastically just with social media and going completely ham on that front. So.
Dude, that's awesome. So being relatively new to the industry, I mean, how did this whole TikTok thing come to be? Where did you get started? And those who are on IG, I'm sorry. It sounds like there definitely is an echo on that side. We apologize. Trying to figure it out. But that's just, we're trying to do this on multiple channels. So
yeah,
you guys, just deal with it. You guys are good. It's all good. So how did the TikTok thing come to be? Where did you see a TikTok video and you're like, wait a minute, I can do that? Or, I mean, how did that even start?
Yeah, so what happened was I'm a big follower of Gary Vaynerchuk. I don't know if you follow him.
Of course, dude. That's my intro. I know Gary, met him a few times, interviewed him. He's a freaking man.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's a big inspiration for me. I mean, between him, Grant Cardone, and like a couple others, I've just kind of gravitated more towards the content gen, and I've seen them over the last 4 to 5 years scale their brands and, you know, have permission to enter certain markets and just do certain things. And I was like, you know, there's a lot of value in that. And I started a business about two and a half years ago that was very social media driven and brand driven. And it was actually a magazine here in Maryland. It did very well. And then I kind of took everything that I learned from that venture and just poured it into that mortgage guy about a year and a half ago and launched everything and started doing stuff. And yeah, that was kind of where it all stemmed from.
So. Kind of started. And now, I mean, you have hundreds of videos. You have over 285,000 followers on TikTok. You have millions of likes, almost 3 million likes. I mean, dude, this is something that, did you expect it to become this? And when you first started posting videos, I mean, you got a couple, you know, a couple hundred views, a couple thousand likes on some of them. I mean, yeah. When did you really see, like, holy crap, this is something really, really cool?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was early to middle portion of last year where, you know, I was dabbling with it in December of 2019 was like my very first videos that I was putting out. I think I did like 15 or 25 videos, and there was one that literally caught steam overnight. It was like 300,000 or 400,000 views overnight. And I was like, wow, this is legitimate. And I had leads pouring in, and I was like, man, I need to figure out a way to be able to monetize this and take it to the next level. And that was kind of just a little preview of what was to come, but it was a roller coaster ride for 2020 amidst, you know, COVID and everything else going on. It exploded the business, but yeah, I was listening to a podcast in December of 2019. It was Gary V's podcast, and I'll never forget. I was training, I was in the gym, and he was raving about TikTok and the organic reach that it had, which it still does. I mean, it's still in its infancy. And that was when I was like, oh, that's worth a shot. You know, if Gary's talking about it, he puts out a lot of free information and good information. And that was how that happened. And then I really started taking it seriously in January, February of last year, creating consistent content daily and carving out time every day to be able to come up with content and get creative. Because for me, I feel like it's just as important as accounting or, you know, compliance or all these different pieces of a business structure that you look at. Branding is just so big, and I think it's so undervalued.
Okay, so here's the real question is, first and foremost, how much time do you actually spend making TikTok videos?
I would say making the actual videos, maybe 10, 20 minutes. I think the behind the scenes creative thought that goes into it and coming up with the right sound and the right trend and how I'm going to spin it is a big part of it. But yeah, I mean, I would say probably every night, Monday through Friday, I spend, you know, when my wife goes to bed around like 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'll spend the last 2-3 hours of my day, you know, just hanging out. I have the TV on and I'm just consuming content and watching trends and seeing what's performing well and figuring out how I can spin that in different directions to be able to provide value, but also be entertaining. And I literally have just taken what Gary has done at scale and applied it to the mortgage industry with creative, like off the wall content, and nobody's doing it. So I'm standing out, and it's been awesome to see.
Well, dude, and that's just it. I talk about this all the time, to separate yourself, differentiate yourself from everybody else in the industry. And you're clearly doing that, and you've kind of found your niche. And I'm gonna share a couple of your videos. Everybody on IG, you won't be able to see them. Sorry, we're doing it here on the desktop, but make sure you go check it out on YouTube. You can see some of these videos. But Scott, some of these videos, I mean, literally have hundreds of thousands, millions of views. You have a couple of videos with millions of views, but they're just so simple. So I'm gonna share this one. This one is about credit score. So hold on, here we go. I'm going to share it here on the stream. I mean, it's such a simple idea.
Yeah.
But I mean, it has tens of thousands of views. And I love that you mentioned this, Scott. The content that you're finding, I mean, are you seeing other people do something similar? Or are you just spinning yourself? I always talk about the book by Austin Kleon, Steal Like an Artist. So do you see ideas and then you spin it yourself? Or how do you come up with content?
It's a mix. I mean, I think I see different things across all the platforms. I do a lot of watching on TikTok and seeing what's performing well, because with that platform, taking the trending sounds and the skits and what is hot right now is just such a big part of the platform to be able to tap into the organic reach and what's performing well. But yeah, I mean, it's a mix of everything from looking at other content on other platforms to just hearing something, you know, on the radio, or I'll just be talking with my wife. I have my notepad with me all the time. And I'm like, oh, I can do that, you know? And it's a mix of everything. But yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, I'm getting to a point where I'm running out of stuff to talk about. So it's I'm now having to get creative and be able to spin the content and information in a different fashion, you know, whether it's like a point of view skit or a dance or, you know, something of the sort. I'm just trying to mix it up and keep it consistent, because it's tough. I mean, once you get to a certain point, there's always so much you can talk about when it comes to mortgages.
So here's the question, and I'm glad you just mentioned that, because I have people asking, like, is this actually providing, like, are you getting opportunity out of this? And I could get, guys, I could show you just some of the screen looking at the comments. Clearly it is, but is it actually providing new business for you, new business opportunities, Scott?
Yeah, so for just to give you guys an idea, in 2019, I did about 9 to 10 million in business for the year and total volume. Mm-hmm. I almost hit 40 million last year.
You doubled it.
Quadrupled. Yeah, because, Yeah. And literally I audited like where the leads are coming from. I get a ton of agent referral business. So I probably did about 9 to 11 million referral business from last year, probably another like 3 to 4 million in past client referral business, but the rest was social media.
Really?
Yes.
Have you been able to track how many of those specifically came from TikTok, or because you're big on Instagram as well? You have an Instagram account, you have a TikTok account. Have you been able to really get into the details of where and how many referrals are coming from that?
Yeah. So I actually calculated it last week. I have like a trail where I have inbound leads coming, where I have an Excel spreadsheet where I'm just capturing all that data. Since March of last year, is 837 buyers in the States that I was licensed that reached out.
Are you kidding?
March until the end of last year. Yeah.
So all you saying that TikTok is just a waste of time right now, Scott is telling you the opposite. Like Scott is saying, hey, this is clearly their opportunity. Now let's be honest. Like, is somebody going to watch a video and they're going to like, hey, I'm going to go apply right now? No, but it's starting those conversations, right, Scott? And that's what it's all about. The more I look through your videos, I see comment after comment of sometimes it's not even related to the video. Like you have this Taylor Swift video. I think it's about, can you have multiple people on an application or something like that? There's 3 or 4 comments, just people asking about, well, hey, like, can you help me with a refinance? Or, hey, I got a refinance question. So that content is just sparking the conversation.
Yeah, it's the truth. And it's gotten to a point where now I can't even keep up with the comments. So whatever is coming through and what's sticking is, you know, what is converting. And I'm now in 2021, I'm trying to develop more systems and drip campaigns and different things that I can utilize to stay on top of these leads, because it's so much. So I'm doing the best that I can, and I'm very anal about communication and responding to every single person, just to, you know, just in good faith, do the best that I can and at least try to help. But it's definitely a lot to manage, for sure.
But I mean, again, clearly this is something that you're going to continue to put out content around, because it has been such a great lead or referral opportunity for you. So now here's the other thing too. We kind of talked about this. Have you found you have to be consistent on this, like any other social media platform? How often are you posting? You mentioned that, I mean, you're spending a decent amount of time on this, but what's the frequency and consistency of your posting?
Yeah, I'm trying to post at least once a day. There's certain weeks where, like last week, I think I had like a 1.7 or 2 million views in the week. Wow. And the leads were just pouring in, to the point where like I had to take off a couple days because it was just so much. And I had like almost 3 million in contracts that came in just last week. And it's just like it's ebb and flow, you know what I mean? But it's it is just crazy. So I'm doing the best that I can, but I think as far as consistency is concerned, every single day, I try to post around noon and 5 p.m. Those are my sweet spots for my followers. But if you're at a certain level and following and you try to go live on TikTok, you can see how many active users are actually on from your following. So I try to keep an eye on that, you know, to see what the best time to post is, because it's constantly changing with what's going on in the world and, you know, time zones and stuff like that.
Do you expect TikTok and people, I mean, there's been talk of TikTok being banned, but are you going to continue to focus on this, continue to put content out on it as long as you can? Do you have other strategies built out just in case TikTok is shut down?
Yeah. So I don't think TikTok's going anywhere. I think there were a lot of chats of that, but I don't think it's going anywhere. I think it's a force to be reckoned with. And for me, I need to get better at LinkedIn and YouTube. That's my goal for 2021, trying to diversify the content. But it's tough. Content generation takes up so much time. And I'm kind of anal about it too, where I'm very particular about the content that I put out, because I feel like it has to be at a certain level. And once you get to a certain following, you feel that pressure where you feel like you have to perform and put out good content and put a lot of thought into it. So it's a matter of scaling the business. I'm at a point where now I'm bringing on a new loan officer assistant to be able to take off, you know, maybe 30 hours or so a week from my workload, so that I can free some more time up to pay more attention to LinkedIn and YouTube, because there's a lot of opportunity on there as well. But I haven't had time.
But that's just, I love this point though, Scott, because you're going to focus right now, number one, where you're comfortable putting out content. I mean, you do such a great job with it. People ask me all the time, like, should I focus on LinkedIn? Should I focus on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok? Where should I focus? Focus on where you, number one, feel comfortable and you're like, you're familiar with it. Where do you spend your most time? If you're spending your most time on TikTok, maybe you should put some content out on TikTok. And you mentioned this as well, is I mean, yes, it's time consuming, but at the same time, like, you just got to get started. You got to start putting out a couple of videos. And I'm sure, Scott, going back, I went back and watched some of your very first videos, and I mean, they were terrible. Like, but we all put out terrible videos in the very beginning. So you just got to start somewhere. So if you have any advice, because we've seen a couple of questions come in, like, where do you recommend starting on TikTok? If you were telling somebody, I mean, where do you even start on TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the first thing is to spend 5 to 10 hours figuring out the platform, you know, how it works, you know, what is performing well, because it's really raw. Like, it's the nice part about TikTok is it's not like a fancy post-produced platform where you have to have expensive equipment and post-production quality. I mean, you can literally take your phone, set it up on a desk, film a video. Like the one that went viral of me in December. I mean, I was literally walking through my kitchen pointing to text bubbles on beat of how you can buy a house with no money down. And it was, I think it was like 30 or 40,000 likes overnight. It was just crazy. Mm. So the good part there is that you don't have to be fancy. As long as you're entertaining and you're providing value, I think the first piece is obviously just figuring out how it works, what's happening, playing with, you know, the recording functions. Like, there's a timer in TikTok where you can set up the timer and countdown based on the sound you're using with a stop bar, and put your phone down and set the countdown so you can do point of view skits and different things. But I think it's just like anything else, like playing with it and figuring it out. It takes time.
So another good question that came in is, what about cost? Do you actually spend any money creating that kind of content?
I don't, no. Now, outside of my ring light that I bought early last year, I don't spend much. I do, I have done a few music videos that I put out on Instagram and Facebook, and the few on Facebook performed really well. I need to get back to that. But I did like Bad Guy from Billie Eilish last year, where I spun it as that mortgage guy, like, and just different things like that. But I definitely need to get back to that and try to diversify a little bit more, because it's just, you get in the trenches and it starts to get tough. So
did you ever think when you started your mortgage career that you'd be more almost a content creator? Not take anything away from your crushing it in mortgage. This is what it feeds into your mortgage. But did you ever think you'd become a content creator?
No, honestly, I didn't. No.
So what is your wife? Because again, you see your wife in some of these videos. What does she think of the whole TikTok thing? Because you got her to do a few videos with you. What does she think of the whole TikTok?
She thinks it's really surreal. We went to Dunkin' a week and a half ago, and the person in front of us paid for our meal, and we pulled up, and the guy said, "Tell that mortgage guy, I hope he has a good day." And I was like, my wife was like, "What?" And I it's happened to us probably like 6 or 7 times in the last year and a half, where we'll get like recognized. We've been in like pubs, or we've been out just walking, and I've gotten recognized. And it's just, it's crazy. The power of social media is insane, and it's just so underestimated. And it's still so far in its infancy. I don't think anyone realizes. But.
Well, and that's just it. It's so, there's so much opportunity. You mentioned this. You're one of the few people doing it. There are definitely some other people out there trying to do it as well. And be honest, they're trying to copy some of the things that you're doing. I follow a ton of people on TikTok, and I watch some of the things that they do. And clearly, they've seen what you've done, and they've kind of put their own spin on it, which, I mean, that's what most of us do with content creation anyway. Put your own spin on it. Don't steal somebody's content and make it yours. Go make it your own. Go put your own little spin on it. Here's another question. I don't know if you can answer this. Maybe you can defer this one, but are you actually making money from TikTok with your following growing so rapidly?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a part of the creator fund, but it's not a substantial amount of money. I think it was like $800 or $900 for the year of 2020. So nothing.
You're not going to quit doing mortgages anytime soon and go full-time TikToking.
No, not anytime soon. No.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Scott, I want to thank you so much. And guys, if you don't follow Scott at The Mortgage Guy on Instagram, on TikTok especially, YouTube as well, and then also on Facebook, right, Scott?
Yeah, on Facebook. I need to get the YouTube up and running. I'm not too active on there, to be honest.
Dude, YouTube is our goal this year. You and I are going to dominate YouTube together. And I'm excited to do some co-content creation. I watched what you do, and like I said, my little girl just loves it. She thinks it's hilarious. And lots of comments coming in that, "The Mortgage Guy's awesome. Love watching you." So Scott, really appreciate you coming on this morning, sharing some of your tips, your strategies, and some of the things that you're doing to separate yourself, to really be different in the new year. And dude, keep crushing. You do amazing. So I really appreciate you being on the show with us, Scott.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on. This was awesome.
Well, I look forward to seeing what you continue to do in 2021. And ladies and gentlemen, Scott is giving you the ideas. He's giving you the courage. He's giving you the inspiration to go and do it yourself. You just have to put yourself, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Put yourself out there, try it. And I promise you, you may not see overnight success, but I promise as you continue to stay consistent and persistent, you will with time. So Scott is the man. Guys, we know there's a little bit of echo. We apologize for that. We might just have to have Scott on again. Maybe we'll just do it on IG. Maybe we'll do it another way, but we apologize for the echo, but we appreciate you guys being here. As always, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time for all of you guys to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you guys. See you, Scott.
Thanks, Josh. That was awesome.